This is B-Side. I'm Tamara Keith, and I am in the books section of a major retail store.
A very red and white retail store, Tamara. And I'm Marcos Najera.
And we're here because I'm trying to get you to relive one of your college experiences when you were working at the college bookstore. What was your job? Tell me about it.
Well, I went to college at Stanford, and I worked at the bookstore on campus. I was an undercover security guard. And what it involved was me kind of walking around the store, just being a student. But the trick was that I had to look for people who might be shoplifting. And if I found them, I had to turn them in. And that's what I was doing on this particular day.
So tell me about the day.
I think I probably just came back from the gym or maybe from class, because I remember I was wearing a gray sweatshirt and red sweat shorts, and I think I had on a cap. You know, I was looking really casual. You know, it was just like, and that was the point. The point was that you looked like a student in any particular time during the day, and that's what I was. I was just dressed like a student. And I was in the art book section, and there was a tall, skinny man with kind of like blonde crew cut hair. And he was just standing very still. And I noticed that he was looking at the books, but he wasn't turning the pages. So I started kind of watching him a little bit. And at first, it's not like I thought he was going to steal anything, but you do start to pay attention to people who are just a little off, if that makes sense. And he was just a little bit off to me. So through the corner of my eye, I noticed that his behavior didn't change. He just kind of stood very still and just kind of stayed buried in this page. And so I kind of moved around a little bit to watch him. And when I moved around a little bit, like maybe moved around an aisle, he'd move around an aisle.
So he was watching you.
I think he was starting to watch me. And so then I started to think, oh, I get what this is. He is trying to figure out, is anybody watching him? And if he's not being watched, maybe he can do something. Maybe he can take something, which a lot of people do, you know. So I just kind of like, you know, I played it off. I went around and just kind of did my thing. I hovered around the art section for a while. And then at one point, you know, it just didn't seem like anything was going to happen. It just didn't seem like he was going to do anything. You can tell, like, after a while, people either have nerve to do something or they don't. He just didn't seem like anything was going to happen. He just seemed a little awkward. So
okay.
I decided to move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, move on.
So once I decided that, I picked up my backpack at one point, and I opened it to maybe like throw in a pencil or grab a pencil or something, I don't know. But I opened it really quickly, and I zipped it really quickly. And as soon as he heard the noise, his head whipped around. And when his head whipped around, my head whipped around, and our eyes met. And it was like this Mexican standoff. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could totally hear like the good, bad, and the ugly music playing in the background or something. And we just stared at each other, and it was the strangest thing, because you could tell he was waiting for me to move, and I was waiting for him to move, but neither of us were going to move. It was ridiculous. But
but you took yourself very seriously, and in fact, that backpack was your, like, security guard backpack.
It was a total security guard backpack. Very, you know, we took ourselves really seriously. There was, like, a walkie-talkie there. There were handcuffs. There was a badge. There was, like, kind of like a suspect log where you could write details about people. But that's what I had in there, you know? And I was worried, actually, at first that maybe he saw that I had something in there, you know? And then we kind of just backed away, and I thought that was the end of it.
And then what happened?
All of a sudden, my pager started going off like crazy. It was just like buzzing, you know, like crazy. And, you know, and getting a page was kind of a big deal, because when a page comes in, that means that customer service has been alerted, or the management has been alerted to something happening in the bookstore.
So this is serious. You're like, oh my God, I've got to go respond. There could be a big event.
This is serious. This is like somebody's got to respond to something very fast. So, and I was the one who got paged. So I went right to customer service to check in with the gal behind the desk to find out what was going on. And she said, Marcos, you know, we got a tip from a customer that there is a man in the back of the store who is stealing books. And we got a description of him. Can you go check it out? He's still here, but the customer thinks he's about to leave, so you got to get going. I said, okay, great. Well, give me the description. And she says, he has on a gray sweatshirt, red shorts, a cap, and has on a dark backpack. And I said, great. Okay, I'll go check it out. And I said, do you know what section he's in? And she said, oh, I think he's in the art section. And I went, what section? She said, the art section.
And that's where you had just been.
Clearly, that's where I had just been, and I looked down at my red shorts, my gray sweatshirt, my cap, and my dark backpack, and I went, what customer gave you this tip? And she said, keep your voice down. He's right over there. I don't want to blow his cover. I went, that guy? And it turned out to be the guy that I was watching in the art book section who was watching me that I had the Mexican standoff with. He turned me in.
So you were the hot tip. You were the suspect.
I was the hot tip. I was like, I'm not stealing books from here. I'm the security guard. She's like, are you sure? I was like, yes, I'm sure. And I looked right back at him, and he saw me talking to the woman, and he bolted. He took off.
So why do you think it happened? Why do you think he was watching you?
You know, I hate to say it, and I thought a lot about it over the years every now and then. It's like this thorn in my side. I have to tell you, I think it was because I was brown. You know, and I really honestly hate to play the race card. It was a pretty minor and kind of funny incident, you know, when I think about it, kind of looking back. But what else could it be? You know, I mean, was it how I looked? Was it something I did? I don't know. I mean, all the things that I spent all my days looking for people in the same way, he was looking at me in the same way. It was very weird. Very weird.
Wow. So you were a victim of mistaken identity, or you were mistaken for a criminal when in fact you were the security guard.
It was absolutely a case of mistaken identity, but I will say, on the B side, I had him mistaken too.
Coming up on the next edition of B Side, we have stories about identity. Not so much mistaken identity, but identity and the way we see ourselves. We have a story about a young woman who's struggling with going gray.
I'm struggling with going gray.
But she's dyeing her hair to fix it. And we have a story about a woman who loves kids but doesn't want any of her own. And we have a story about an ex-gay minister who is now married, and we hear from his wife. All of that and more coming up on the next edition of B-Side. I'm Tamara Keith, and we've just spent this time with Marcos.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.